it's a lot of driving, and we are training 4 times a week. So, yeah, it is a lot of up and down the highway.
I must imagine you probably know every sign and every tree and every bit of road.
Yeah, it feels like it. It doesn't feel ending some days, but, yeah, like, it's just something that I've got to do, and I've chosen to do it. So, yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this new team, though.
How dedicated must you be to be able to do this or to want to do it?
Yeah, I'm a very dedicated person and competitive, so I feel having the support from, like, my school and my partner and my family really drives me to want to succeed in this sport as well.
So how has training been?
Yeah, no, it's been really, really good. It's been really tough. Been pretty long sessions just trying to get through all the team stuff and gym and everything as well. So I'm really fortunate the Knights have really taken a professional approach with also including nutrition and psychologist appointments. So I feel like having all of them components into our training program has really made it a really professional environment.
Have the girls all come back a lot fitter because you only played that season earlier in the year?
Definitely a lot. I think we're a lot fitter. It's more about the football than it is like the fitness, which is like because we don't have a super long pre-season. It's only 4 weeks, so yeah, I think we're ready like to kind of come back ready to hit the ground running.
What would you say is the main difference between being at the Roosters and now at the Knights?
I don't know. Just the girls. Like, yeah, leaving the Roosters girls was really hard for me. They're like my family, but I'm excited for this new challenge. And there's a few of us that went from the Roosters to the Knights back to where we're actually our hometown. So I think that made it a little bit easier for me too.
Is there a leadership group there at the Knights?
Not at the moment. We're still only 3 weeks in, so I think Ron's still maybe deciding, but there's definitely like experienced players that are definitely helping all the younger girls through the training session.
And what sort of coach is Ron turning out to be?
I love Ron as a coach. You never know what you're going to get. I feel like you can never predict his next move, which I kind of keeps you on your toes. But, he's a driven coach, and he really loves the girls playing rugby league, and you can tell.
And what position are you going to play?
I've been training in second row at the moment, so I'm hoping I can try and get a starting position in the second row.
And that's your favourite position, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of new to the position. I played it half of last season with the Roosters, but I'm really enjoying being that little bit more infield. I'm enjoying the second row position.
Because in Origin, not that long ago, you played on the wing. I mean, how versatile are you? Is there a position you don't want to play?
I definitely don't want to play hooker. That's Adam's position, so I feel like I'd get critiqued very crucially in that position. So I feel like hooker is something I would steer away from. But I just feel like anywhere I get put on the field, I just want to play footy, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. So how excited are you to play against the Broncos? Of course, you got Tamika and Millie who have joined from the Broncos. They must be pretty fired up for that first game.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I think even though Broncos losing in the semi-final, they have been the pioneers of this sort of competition for the previous 3 years. So they're a team you can't take lightly, and I know they'll definitely will want to bounce back from last season. So I think we're fully prepared for it, though, and having Tamika and Millie really does fuel that fire a little bit more for the Knights girls.
And the first game is a home game, I believe. That must be a bit of a bonus as well.
Yeah, so we're playing next Sunday at 6:10 p.m. So we play after the men's game, which I'm actually super excited for. It's something that's never kind of happened before. And so Adam plays up here at 4 o'clock, and I said to him, you better be on the highway down to watch my first game. So hopefully he can make it.
Maybe we can organise him a police escort or something.
No.
Or a helicopter.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'll look into it. I'll see what we can do. We've got contacts here at 981 2AM. And just finally, you mentioned nutrition. And I always tend to ask some sort of weird, bizarre question. Is there one thing you're not allowed to eat while you're playing in the season and doing the pre-season training?
Not something you're not allowed to eat, but I think as well, like, if you want to play your best game, you probably should be, like, trying to limit all of the takeout food that you can. So that's something that I definitely try not to eat out too much while I'm in season.
We could probably get a poster with your face on it and take it around to all the fast food outlets in Scone and say, don't serve this lady.
You can't do that to me.
No, that'd be unfair. What's your weak point as far as a snack or a treat?
I definitely love some hot chips at the footy on a Sunday, so... I've just been trying to limit how much I'm eating.
I may or may not have sat near you eating said hot chips only a few weeks ago at Scone Park.
Yeah, definitely would have been hot chips for sure.
Yeah, well, I just didn't eat any because I didn't want to look like I was eating hot chips. So anyway, look, enough about eating. Look, congratulations on your dedication. It really is an inspiration to your students too at Scone Grammar School. And all the best of luck against the Broncos. We'll all be cheering you on.
Thank you so much.